God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. We tell our God have his way. So, Father, this morning, as we come before your presence, we give you thanksgiving. Oh, we come with grateful hearts. Oh, today is joyful praise day, and we are worshiping you joyfully this morning, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth, and we shake wickedness out of it. We will have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the outgoings of the morning to rejoice. We receive your loving kindness every morning, O God. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning, O God. O Lord, let your light break forth in our lives as the morning. Let your judgments come upon the enemy morning by morning in Jesus' name. Lord, your going forth is preparing our morning for us, O God. And we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth, O God. Lord, you visit us every morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you awaken us morning by morning. You awaken our ears to hear as the learned, O God. We thank you this morning for all that you're doing. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, nor the terror that comes by night. Lord, show forth your salvation in our lives from day to day. Excuse me. We bind the screech owl in the name of Jesus. We bind any attack upon our lives at night. We take authority over every demon that is released against us and our family at night. Let the evening tide trouble the enemies that would attack our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke every spirit that will creep against us at night. We bind and rebuke the pestilence that walk in darkness. We will rest at night because the Lord gives us sleep. Let your angels guard and protect us at night. Lord, give us deliverance in the night season. Lord, let our rains instruct us in the night season. Your song shall be with us in the night, O God. We will meditate upon you in the night watches. O Lord God, we receive your knowledge in the night. We receive your faithfulness every night. We bind and rebuke every vampire spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all incubus and succubus spirits that would attack us at night in the name of Jesus. We bind and take authority over all nightmares and demonic dreams at night in the name of Jesus. We are set in our war in the whole night. Lord God, release your sword of the Lord against the powers of hell in the name of Jesus. We will wield our glittering sword and render your vengeance against the enemy. Gird your sword upon your thigh, and ride prosperously through the earth. Let your enemies fall by the sword in the name of Jesus. Let the Assyrian fall with the sword. Oh, Father God, release the sword of the Lord against Leviathan. Send your angels with flaming fire, with flaming swords to fight our battles in the heavens. We release the two-edged sword to execute judgments written. Release the sword out of your mouth against the enemy in Jesus' name. Well, Father, we just continually bless you this morning. We praise you like never before. We thank you that you are our God. You are our Lord. You are our King. No God is greater. Lord, we could go from here to every continent. We could go North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Australia, every continent, oh God. But we're not going to find anybody greater than you, oh God. You are holy, you are mighty, and you are the great Lord God Almighty. Well, welcome again. Good morning to Bible Storyland. We serve a great God. He is the Lord God Almighty. Nothing is impossible to our God. We owe him all the glory, all the praise belong to our King. He is a great King over all the earth. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. Today is joyful praise day. Make a joyful noise, says Psalms 100, unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. On Bible Storyland this morning, we are praising the Lord. We love to praise our God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. We give him glory. We give him great praise and great honor. Today, we come with gladness in the presence of the Most High God with songs of praise and deliverance before our God. He is the Lord. It is he that has made us in his holy image. We didn't even have anything to do with it. So we thank the Lord this morning for what he's done already. He's holy. He's mighty. He's a great God. And you know what? We come in joyful service to our King. Joyful service this morning. Nehemiah 12:43 says, also that day they offered great sacrifice and rejoiced, for God made them to rejoice, and with great joy the wives and also the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 40 and verse 8 says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalms 126:5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Hallelujah. Psalms 126:6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bring his sheaves with him. Luke 10:17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. John 4:36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. So today we rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. Well, this morning we welcome you again to Bible Storyland. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are happy. We're excited about the goodness of the Lord. We serve the great and mighty I Am. He is Lord. He is Almighty. Nothing is impossible to our King. As we joyfully praise our Lord this morning, we welcome Sister Donna, Minister Donna Hawkins, on with us this morning. She is from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed, blessed, blessed.
Amen. How's everything there? I know that family reunion was a great one.
Oh, my goodness. We had the best time. My mom is still talking about it. It was wonderful. And just having the family together, it means so much.
Amen. Amen. Well, what you going to sing this morning on Joyful Praise?
I'm going to sing Lay Down My Burden.
Hey, oh, my God. That's awesome. Lay Down My Burden. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside and study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more, study war no more. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Study war no more. Study war no more. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside and study war no more. Well, I ain't going to study war no more, 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 study war no more. I'm going to put on my long white robe down by the riverside. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, I'm going to put on my long white robe. Down by the riverside and study war no more. Well, I ain't going to study war no more, study war no more, study war no more, study war no more. Study war no more, study war no more. I'm going to put on my golden shoes down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm going to put on my golden shoes down by the riverside and study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more, 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 study war no more.
Amen, amen. Gonna lay our burdens down. And you know what? We got to lay those burdens down so we can joyfully praise our God. Thank you, Minister Donna. Oh, my God. We're going to lay our burdens down. You know what? The Lord said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. He said, let not your heart be troubled. So we got to lay burdens down. We can't be troubled. You know, we can't be vexed on any hand. We see the troubles of the world, even troubles in our home. But we got to cast them upon the Lord. So thank you so much, Minister Donna. And we have her cousin on who was there last week in Paducah. She's from Jacksonville, Florida, Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. She coming. She got to unmute her phone.
Good morning, Sister Jenny.
Good morning, girl. You rested up from going to Paducah last week?
Oh, no, still tired.
Amen, but thank God you're still on the battlefield. Hallelujah. He gave you a great trip, a safe trip, and a peaceful trip, and enjoyment with your family. Hallelujah.
I really enjoyed that with my family. I really did. I was so glad to see my auntie again. She's doing much better. She's doing well. She looks so good. We had
Amen.
A great time.
I saw those pictures on Facebook of the family. That was great.
Yes, Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, can I sing just a little bit, too, because I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to sing. Not right this moment. Well, I can go ahead and sing. What was this thing, your Citizens Day?
Nope. Today is Joyful Praise Day.
Oh, okay. All right. I can sing my little... I got a song called As I Make My Way Back. I can see that little old church sitting by the red road track. Just a little shabby old place. Used to sing Amazing Grace. And talking about a good time. Oh, yes, we used to have a good time. But my dad would pitch a tent in an open field. Folks would come from miles and miles, traveling over rocks and reels. Just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace. And talking about a good time. Oh, yeah. We used to have a good time. As I make my way back, I can see that little old church sitting by the railroad tracks. It's just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace. And talking about a good time. Oh, yes, we used to have a good time. Somebody would pitch a tent in an open field. The folks would come from miles and miles, just traveling over rocks and reels. It's just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Well, yes, we used to have a good time. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jackie. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for those two songs, Lay Down Your Burdens, and I'm going to, As I Make My Way Back. You remember those times when we were growing up, but the church wasn't that fabulous. It was a shabby old place where I was baptized. Can you remember way back when you were baptized and we sing Amazing Grace, What a Friend We Have in Jesus? You know all those songs, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, the old rugged cross, yeah, in those buildings. That's what we sang. And then, you know, we'd all get together, and they'd have those meetings, tent meetings, gospel meetings, bringing forth the word. It wasn't a fabulous place, but I thank God. His grace was amazing, and it's brought us thus far. So I thank you, Jackie. That was awesome. Talking about amazing, his grace is amazing. Hallelujah. Well, this morning we have Karen Itell with us. She played a little early, and she's about to play a game. I tell you what, we thank God for Karen from Houston, Texas. Amazing woman of God. I thank the Lord for you, Karen. I mean, she's been faithful for about 5 years we've been on here. So is Jackie. So is Minister Donna Hawkins. I mean, God is sending his people on here, and I thank the Lord for what he's doing on Bible Storyland. What you going to play, Karen?
I am going to play Amazing Grace.
Amen. All right now. That's what I'm talking about. Amazing Grace. His grace is amazing. All right.
Thank you.
grace is amazing. You know, without his grace and mercy, we can't make it. Oh, no, we wouldn't even be here without his grace and mercy. And I thank God that Jesus came to redeem us out the hand of the enemy. His grace is so amazing. You know, we just keep singing those old tunes, and I thank the Lord. Lay my burdens down. You know, the little old church, as I make my way back, you know, as we think back about the times when God's hand was upon us, we didn't even know it. You know, we were growing up, and we just going to church singing those old tunes. But, you know, his hand was upon us, and his grace is amazing, amazing grace. I thank the Lord. Well, I miss Minister Stacy on this morning, and the girls, maybe they'll come on later. As we joyfully praise our God, let's get ready for the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our guest speakers this morning study the Word. I visited them in their home recently. They had so many Bibles, and I ain't see no dust on them. Not only do they study the Word to be pleasing to God, but they are like the walking Word. So I thank God. They're intercessors. They stand in the gap for people. They pray. And the young woman that's going to come on with her husband is my spiritual daughter. She's my sister in the Lord. Oh, my God, she could get a prayer through. I say, oh, my God, I need you to pray for me today. So I just thank the Lord for her and for her husband. I'll introduce to you Brother and Sister Bell from Caring and Sharing Ministries. Good morning, Brother and Sister Bell. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great in the Lord.
We're blessed. Good morning.
Yes, we are. If it had not been for the Lord who's on outside, where would we be?
Amen. That's
something to be thankful for, something to be joyful for, and definitely something to praise him for. Hallelujah, glory to God. I just thank God because David said when the enemy came up against him, he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord delivered him out of all of his troubles. So glory to God. And just let him know, if we be joyful, if we praise God, and the Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. So when we do what God tells us to do, we can be joyful. We can walk around with our head up, not to be boastful or not to be in such a powerful spirit that we think we are all of that. But glory to God, in Christ Jesus, we are all of that. Hallelujah. But we don't have to go around and brag about it. All we have to do is walk the walk as we talk the talk, and people will see. Glory to God. Man, these people seem like they're happy all the time. You don't have to have a smile on your face to be happy, but you definitely cannot have a frown and say that you're happy. But glory to God, when we learn how to cast our cares upon God because he cared for us, glory to God, hallelujah, as a son, we can lay our burdens down, glory to God. We don't have to be carrying burdens around, glory to God. We can cast them on Jesus because he cared for us. And it's such a glorious day to be able to tell people about Jesus, amen, and as joyful praise day, glory to God. I heard you when you read the 100th Psalm, glory to God, where it tells to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Not just some people, it said all ye people, glory to God. So God didn't leave anybody out, glory to God. But those who cannot stand God cannot praise God, glory to God. When we don't like somebody, we tend to look at them with a crooked eye. Glory to God, we don't want to say anything to them. We don't want to do anything for them. We don't want to give them anything that will make them seem like they're doing so good. But glory to God, when you get over on the Lord's side, all of that change, glory to God. You don't mind telling somebody they look good. You don't mind telling somebody they did a good job. Glory to God, you don't mind trying to help somebody get something done that they want to get done because the glory goes to God. All the glory goes to God. And he said, glory to God, he will not give his glory to another. So we have to be careful in taking God's glory. Hallelujah. It's all right to share with what you've done and how God bless you to do it, but don't ever forget to mention God in it, because if you don't, then people will think you're thinking about yourself. So we want to always let our light shine to God. Hallelujah. That men will see our glory to God, our good works, but they will glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, people be walking around with their head down. They say they're blessed and highly favored, but something has happened to cause them to kind of sort of lose that joy. But you can walk walk up to them and say, the Lord said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. That's who it is, glory to God. But we got to know that, glory to God. We got to believe everything that he said in order for it to work. See, if I told you there was $100 at the end of the road, if you didn't believe it, you wouldn't even go to look, glory to God. But if you had any idea that it just may have be there, you will take that journey to get to the end of the road to see that $100. Well, faith is like that, glory to God. And I believe if we just use that for an example, the end of the road is salvation. The end of the road is being with Jesus Christ. The end of the road is being forever in the kingdom of God. So if we start walking toward the end of the road, glory to God, I believe we can make it, because we're going to keep our eyes on the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we can be joyful in it. We can praise God in it, glory to God, because we know the day of the Lord is coming, and he's going to have his reward with him to give every man according as his work shall be. Come on, Sister Bell, say something. Glory to God. It's just so good to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Even the Bible in Psalm 47, it says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Glory to God. 48 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we got God give us so much. Glory to God, to read about him, to know that he is to be blessed. He is to be lifted up. I believe the Bible said from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. So when you hear people praising God, don't get upset. Glory to God. Get excited. Glory to God. Help them praise the Lord. Glory to God. Sometimes people are sitting around, don't know what to do. Just sing a song. Glory to God, and that song will be uplifting. You know, we're talking about like the church was in the early days. In the early days, Grandma don't need no music. She didn't need nobody to help her lift up the Lord. She just began to sing. No matter how hard times were, she just began to hum, as they say. You know, you don't know what she's saying, but when you listen, you can see she's making melody in her heart to the Lord, glory to God. And then he, glory to God, he comes in and gives her the rejoicing. Yeah, glory to God. She began to move around, glory to God, as she cook, as she clean up, as she do her work, you know, her chores that's in the house for her to do, glory to God, as she began to lift up the name of the Lord in her spirit, glory to God, God began to deal with her spirit, glory to God. She began to sing, she began to pray, she began to thank him, glory to God. She began to rejoice in the Lord because she know from whence cometh her help. Come on, sister.
Amen, amen. I thank God for the word that just came forth. I'm going to start off with Psalms 30 and 4 says, sing praises to the Lord, all his saints, and give thanks unto his holy name, because his name is holy. He's holy. He requires us to praise him. Sure. That's part of I won't say routine, but that's what we have to do. We have to praise him. We have to acknowledge him in everything we do. And one way of doing that, praising him, is would be with a song and a dance, clapping of your hands. You know, not forget the benefits that he has given to us. But it's in the praises that, you know, we want to begin to praise him. And you just can't just go to God any kind of way. You have to know how to approach him. And one of the ways you can approach him is with a praise. If you know, you can't sing, but you can just say hallelujah. You can clap your hands. You can raise your hands. You can praise him. You can make a joyful noise, you know, with your mouth. It's many ways that you can praise God. And then I want to go to Psalm 150. It said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him in the mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellence and his greatness. Praise him with a trumpet, a sound. Praise him with a flute and a harp. Praise him with a trumpet, a tambourine, and dance. And praise him with a string and a pipe. Praise him with a sounding cymbals. Praise him with a loud clashing. So it's many ways that you can praise God with musical instruments, just like the young lady was playing the piano, Amazing Grace, and the other two young ladies were singing a song. That was a way of praising God. That was a way of acknowledging him. doing everything we want to do and being joyful, and everything that we want to do, we want to give him praise and everything, because we don't want the rocks to cry out for us. We don't want the birds to sing for us. We want to do the praise. We want to do the lifting up. We want to acknowledge God in everything that he does for us and that he's going to be doing. So we just want to just, and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. So everyone in the earth, everyone, he wants to pray, to be, give a praise.
Hey, yes, he does. Glory to God. Thank you, Sister Belle. Glory to God for those encouraging words. Amen. Letting us know, as the Bible said, the scriptures say, how we can praise God. Glory to God. And then God said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord, so the unbelievers aren't necessarily getting away with it, hallelujah. But no, hallelujah, God, in the New Testament, when Jesus was at the well, he let the woman know that there's a time coming when God's not going to be looking for somebody who's going to come to Jerusalem to worship him, but he's looking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. So we got to get to know who he is. We got to join forces with him in order to worship him in spirit and in truth. We must be born again, glory to God, have the Spirit of God on the inside, and then, glory to God, we can fellowship with him. I thank God that Jesus Christ did die for the sins of the whole world. Many have not yet accepted that, but that is something to be thankful for. Now I don't have to die for my own sins, glory to God. My sins have been cast on Jesus Christ, and he carried my burdens for me. So my burdens have been laid down, but if I desire, glory to God, to be burdened down, all I need to do is forget who Jesus is, and I will be burdened down until I lift up my head, look to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that my help comes from the Lord. There are times when we feel like everything is going wrong. All we need to do is find somebody that knows the Lord and be lifted up, glory to God, by the word that they will speak to us, that we are our brother's keeper. We are responsible for encouraging one another to continue in the Lord. If we don't continue in the Lord, then we are called backsliding, glory to God, and you don't want to backslide, glory to God. You want to continue to stay with God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to put on the whole armor of God that we can rejoice when trouble comes. When we submit to God, resist the devil, he shall flee. But we don't know, glory to God, because we don't trust. But when we trust God, hallelujah, he's got to go because God said he shall flee. So when we submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee. He's got to flee. He may seem like that he's still there. You know, like when you're healed, but the symptoms are still there, you still feel the pain, you still feel the soreness, you still feel, glory to God, the evidence of what was there, glory to God, but faith, glory to God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when you got that joyful praise, glory to God, sometimes you can praise yourself into a position where God will heal you right then. Sometimes you have to praise yourself in a position where you forget about everything that's going on around you, glory to God. And then the pain won't be so great because why? You're submitting to God, you're resisting the devil, and he got to go. God said it. Glory to God, and he said that he's God. Beside him, there is no other. So we got to know in whom we put our trust. We got to know who we have faith in, and faith just means to rely on. We got to rely on God. God sent Jesus Christ to die for our sins. He came to make us happy, glory to God. He took the burdens of the law off of us and gave us grace and truth, glory to God. So now we can walk upright before him. Now we can present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. That's something to be joyful about. That's something to praise God about, because now you don't have to die for your own sin, glory to God. Jesus Christ has already died for it. All you need to do now is repent of it, glory to God. And every day you can say, Lord, I thank you for saving my soul. And the song says, I thank God for saving me, glory to God. So we thank God for saving. Being thankful is another way of being joyful, another way of praising God, glory to God. You know, when you read the Psalms, there's many ways. He said, clap your hands, great is the Lord. Just telling God how good it is. David had, glory to God, a mindset of making sure that God knew that he knew who God was. Tell him how great he is. Tell him things that he wanted to hear, glory to God. He wasn't telling him a whole lot about how he was being beat down by the enemy. But when he got to praying, glory to God and let God know what the enemy was doing, he could come up with that joyful thought that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But God is with him. He knew God was with him, so he didn't have to fear. So he got that joyful praise about him, glory to God. He began to let God know that he knew that he was with him, even though he couldn't see him. Look at Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Glory to God. They knew. Glory to God, that God was with them.
Yes.
Even though they had to go into that fiery furnace, they knew that God was going to be with them. That if he don't deliver, we know that he's able. We know that he can. Glory to God. But if he do, you know, sometimes we go through things just because God wants us to show forth his glory. Hallelujah. That's why he said, when your enemy gets you in the street, don't worry about what you're going to say. At the right time, God will give you just what to say, because it won't be you saying, it'll be the Spirit of the Lord intervening for you, using your voice to speak what God wants you to speak. So we just be thankful, be joyful, and even when we're walking around doing our various duties, walking down the street, driving down the street, going shopping for groceries or clothes or whatever we're doing in the run of a day, sometimes you need to let God use you to tell somebody else how great he is. Some people just need to know that there is a way out. Oh, there is a way out. Glory to God. God looked down and saw that man needed a way out, so he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be the deliverer. Glory to God. Oh, how great that deliverer was. Glory to God. He gave his life, glory to God, for me, and I thank him for I'm so joyful that God delivered me from my sins, glory to God, because after I got saved, I realized that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. I can praise him for saving me, glory to God. My soul shouts out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. So it's something to be thankful for. You know, I do believe that when you begin to praise God, you begin to forget about yourself. You get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled all up in the Spirit of God, glory to God, and you just forget about everything. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, sometimes people, before we got saved, we start taking a ride or we'll go for a walk. We get mad, glory to God, because things not going the way we wanted to go, and we just take a walk or we take a ride, then we get back, glory to God. We feel good while we're riding around looking at the different things that's in this world. Then we get back home. As soon as we open the door, the same old thing we left is right back there. But glory to God, when you cast your cares upon Jesus Christ because he cares for you, you ain't got to worry about it no more. Because if you really trust God, you cast your cares upon him, and you don't even have to worry about it anymore because he got that for you. Glory to God, and hallelujah. We put on the whole armor of God. We'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil because God is going to enable us to stand as long as we trust him. And we believe what his word says. Glory to God, hallelujah. We don't have to trust in nothing but him, glory to God, because whatever he promised us, that he will perform. And hallelujah, he said he's not a man, glory to God, that he should repent. And he don't count slackness as man counts slackness, glory to God. And one thing about it, when he chastises, he do it because he loves us. So sometimes we have to remember who it is that causes us to feel the way we feel, glory to God. Sometimes we might be out of whack, out of the way, glory to God, and God sends something, glory to God, to cause us to wake up, that we will look to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that all of our help comes from God Almighty. So let's continue to be prayerful this day, joyful this day, praise him, glory to God. There's nothing wrong with prayer. I believe there's a song that says, when praises go up, blessings come down. You want to be blessed? Start praising him, glory to God. You want to, if you just want to feel better, you don't feel as good as you think you should be feeling, glory to God. Just begin to meditate on the Lord. Think of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then, hallelujah, it won't be long. You'll forget about all your struggles, all your troubles, glory to God. You cast them aside. Why? Because you're submitting to God. You're resisting the devil. The devil wants us to always remember things that are despondent, things that cause us to feel down, things that cause us to feel like God has left us. But he promised us, I will be with you even until the end of the world. So we don't have to worry about anything when it comes to our life because God has already set our life in motion. All we have to do is follow what he's given us and we will be successful. Glory to God. And when he comes, we can hear him say, or when we go to him, we can hear him say, welcome thou good and faithful servant, enter into thy thy master's joy. What a great day that's going to be. Oh, we're going to be praising him. We're going to be joyful. We're going to be so full of thanksgiving, glory to God. We might not even be able to tell him all about our struggles because we're just so thankful that we made it in. Glory to God, Miss G. Ooh, glory, I love talking about the Lord because he gave us a joy when we were renewed, glory to God. When we presented our bodies as a living sacrifice, glory to God, we were changed, glory to God. You're talking about in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that's how fast Jesus Christ is coming back. But look how fast we changed from a sinner to a saint, from a non-believer to a believer, glory to God. No matter what we thought we knew, no matter what we thought we understood, when we came into the knowledge of the truth, glory to God, hallelujah, we began to read, we began to study, then we began to walk in that, glory to God. Once you get something in your spirit that you know is right, it's hard for anybody to take it from you. That's why people, well, the Bible says their eyes are blind. I was going to say that's why people don't accept Jesus Christ like they should, because they're not used to people talking to them about Jesus Christ. They're not used to talking about Jesus Christ. So when we come into the midst of those people, don't condemn them. Glory to God. Don't run them in the ground. Just share a little with them. Say, Lord, I plant it. Send somebody to water, and he will, because he wants all men to come into the knowledge of the truth. Glory to God. And the truth is that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and he was sent to redeem man from their sins. He died on the cross, glory to God, for that purpose. Hallelujah, glory to God. Holy blood, precious blood shed on Calvary's cross, glory to God, something to be joyful for, something to praise God for, because we didn't have to die for our own sins, glory to God, because Jesus Christ died for our sins, and we now have the right to the tree of life. So that's something to be joyful for, something to praise God for, glory to God. And not only that, glory to God, we got many brothers and sisters that we have not even seen yet. That's something to be joyful about, something to praise God for. One day, glory to God, I heard in one of the songs I was saying, bring, we shall come rejoicing, bring it in the sheaves, glory to God. You know, in the early days, they probably still do it, they still harvested wheat. That's what they would do. They would get the wheat, and they would beat it, and they would wrap the bundles up. Those were the sheaves. Sometimes they would cut them down and wrap them up out in the field so they don't lose anything. And then when they bring them in, glory to God, I'm taking something that John said, glory to God, that Jesus, when he comes, he's going to come with the Holy Spirit, glory to God, and fire. Well, he made an example about the wheat being in the garner and thrash it against the floor, and then the glory to God, the sheaves are the leftover, the chaff. Lord, thank you, Jesus. This chaff is going to be bound and cast into the fire. Glory to God. Well, glory to God. He's talking about the people, not those things. People that are not going to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are going to be cast into the fire. Glory to God. But thank God for letting us know, glory to God, hallelujah, if we have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, we can be delivered from that fire. Glory to God, because Jesus Christ died for us, and we don't have to go into the fire. We can live free, glory to God, and give him honor, glory, and praises, and lift him up, because he is our God. He is our Lord, our Savior. He's our salvation. Everything we got is in Jesus Christ. Everything we need is in Jesus Christ. Everything we'll ever want, glory to God, he will fulfill it. So thank God, hallelujah, for the Lord is our shepherd, glory to God. He is our provider, glory to God. He is our shield, our buckler. He's whatever we will let him be, glory to God, to keep us in this holy, righteous way, abiding in the light, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who is now our Lord and Savior. Thank God for Jesus Christ in this joyful day of praise, a joyful praise day. Glory to God. Keep Jesus uppermost in your mind. You can praise him all day. You don't have to be jumping up and down and running around, glory to God. But when you're walking down the street, you can still praise God without anybody knowing what you're doing. It's the same way with prayer, glory to God. You don't have to pray where everybody can hear you. You can always pray to God, and nobody has to know what you're saying but God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But if the Holy Spirit does come upon you, where you have to pray out loud, be not ashamed, glory to God, of who you are standing in for, glory to God, because God wanted to pray for everybody, glory to God. Pray that men might hear his word and become born again. Hallelujah. Sister Latrina, do you have anything else you want to share?
No.
Back over to Sister Jean.
Amen, amen. Well, didn't I tell you? I told you they're both full of the word. I thank the Lord for Brother and Sister Bell. They blessed us with the word, the word, the word. You know, I really appreciate they're both on fire for the Lord. You know, they've been in God for a long time, but they still on the battlefield for the Lord. They're still praising the Lord. So I thank God for them, for that word that they gave. Thank God for the encouraging words on praising God joyfully, praising God. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Yes. That's exactly what he said, that song. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Jesus is Lord, Savior, and we thank God for Jesus, because like Brother Bell said, if it had not been for God who was on our side, where would we be? So I thank God for the word that he and his wife gave. And I tell you what, they're just flowing in the word, flowing in the word. Well, we're continuing right along. It's salvation time. Anybody who's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Press 1. All right, as I look over the studio today, it looks like everybody on here is saved. I thank the Lord. But just in case anybody listens later and you're not saved, you know God wants everybody saved. He's no respecter of persons. He said at one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's calling everybody everywhere, man, woman, boy, girl, children, to come to repentance. So, you know, in Romans 10:19, he says, confess with your mouth. And believe, if you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, you shall be saved. And then, you know, we got to continue. We can't backslide. We got to continue moving on in God. Trials come. But guess what? They come so we can be strengthened in the Lord. You didn't have no trials. You know, this would be heaven on earth. But this is just a preparation place for where we're going to go. And the word of God is going to help us go there. The word is truth, and it's teaching us about how to get closer to God. So, you know, we can't backslide. We can't be no more prodigal sons and daughters. We have to run into the presence of God. So we decree and declare that those that have been in the mud and the mire of life, they're going to repent, seek God, and run after him. They're going to thirst for God. They're going to hunger for God and for his righteousness. You know, they'll drop everything that they're doing, every ungodly thing they're involved in, and they'll run back to God. They won't straddle the fence. They'll run into the presence of the Lord. You know, David says in Psalms 42 that he thirsted for God like a deer when it's thirsty for water. So, you know, we got a hunger and thirst after God. And guess what? There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. Oh, you know, we serve a great God. I see one of my friends on here from Ohio. We used to go to the same church together. Brother Mark Reynolds and his wife Regina. I see him on here. Y'all want to make a let me see. Hold on. I'm gonna put them on the spot for a minute. Good morning. Mark and Regina, how y'all doing?
Oh boy. Can you hear
Mark,
me?
I've known each other since we were probably 10, 11, about 12 or 13. How y'all doing?
Can you hear me?
Very clear.
Oh, okay. Well, praise God. I just miss hearing from you, and I thought I'd get you a listen this morning. Say again?
Yeah, how's Regina?
She's doing well. Her knees are still in the healing mode. But God is still gracious and merciful. We sure miss hearing you regularly on Saturday mornings, but somehow we've been overwhelmed with our new pastor.
Amen. Thank
yes,
the Lord.
But,
well, I thank God.
Who was the brother that was delivering the word just a moment ago?
That is Brother and Sister Bell from Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, give them to God be the glory. I mean, the man was preaching, whether he know it or not.
He can hear you. He's right here. He can hear you.
Okay. All right. Well, just let him know he really encouraged my soul.
Amen. You heard him, Brother Bell? Sister Bell?
Oh, yes, I heard him. That's the blessing. That's what the ministry is all about.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for it. I'm glad to see that your ministry is flourishing, Sister Caritha. I just hadn't heard from you in a while.
All right. You got my home number. Give me a call. I'll call y'all soon, too. God love you all. And I do, too.
All right.
You know what? God love you more. Just keep hanging on. We're not through yet. So thank you for that testimony, Mark. You know, Mark's father was one of my first ministers. I was young, 12 years old, and went to the church down the street, like Jackie said, the little old church on the corner. Went to that church. And, boy, we used to sing and praise. We would go to different little cities all over Ohio and sing in the little groups. And we had a great time in the Lord. So I thank you for coming on, Mark. That, you know, his father and his mother had that ministry right down the street from me. All I had to do was get up, walk down to the corner. So my niece and nephew, my sister and her husband, we used to go down there and praise the Lord. We were children, you know, Mark and I and his sisters and brothers, but I thank the Lord that they're still on the battlefield. They have not forgotten the Lord. They running hard after the Lord. So I thank God for each of you being on this morning, continuing right along. I see Brother David on here. You got a testimony? Mark gave his. Brother David, you got a testimony this morning? Press 1. He's on live. I don't know if he's busy this morning. Brother David, you got a testimony? I see his wife on here too, Sister Donna. I think we have Minister Stacy on. Let me see if this is her right here. Minister Stacy, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good morning. Y'all ready to sing? The girls gonna sing with you this morning?
Good morning. They can come on. They can sing.
All right. What y'all gonna sing? You know, I want you to sing my favorite, and then another one too if you want.
We gonna sing your favorite.
All right. Come on. Hold on, Brother David. John, in a minute.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, yeah. How y'all doing, Jabria and Bianca? Y'all going to school Monday, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you got your book bags ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what y'all going to sing?
Do you love Jesus?
Amen. Let me hear you. I want to hear y'all louder than your mother this time, okay?
Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart, I talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart, do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart, do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jabria, how old are you?
5.
Oh, my God, you're a big girl. Bianca, how old are you?
I'm 9.
Well, Father God, I pray over these little ones, oh God. I decree and declare that Bianca and Jabril will live all their days giving you glory, giving you praise. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I thank you, Father God, that they will honor you all the days of their lives. They will be faithful to you, O God. They will hunger and thirst after righteousness every day of their lives. So, Lord, bless them. Give them a superabundant supply, O God. Give them blessings, O God, in the name of Jesus. As they go to school, O God, prepare them. Provide everything that they need, the book sack, the pencils, the new tennis shoes, the new clothes, everything that they need, oh God. And Father God, I thank you for a mind to learn. I thank you for a mind focused on you as they learn daily, oh God. I thank you that you are their hope and you are their stay, oh God. We decree and declare, Father God, that the blessings will flow to these girls all the days of their lives and to their brother and to their parents, oh God. Bless their parents for training them up in the way that they should go. We bless and honor you this morning for Jabria and Bianca and their family, oh God, and even for the children that are going to school throughout the nation. Oh God, we stand up in the gap for them, and we pray a hedge of protection around them. We decree and declare that the enemy will not have our children, but we claim the children for your kingdom, oh God. Bless you, oh Lord, our God, our King, and I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that all of our children will be safe. All of our children will call on the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all got one more? One more minute to say?
And one more, every praise.
All right.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Every praise is to our God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, it's to our God. Glory, hallelujah, it's one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Every praise it's to our God, God my Savior. God my Savior. God my healer, my deliverer. God my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God my Savior. God my Savior. God my healer. God my healer. God my deliverer. God, my deliverer, yes, he is, yes, he is, yes, he is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Every praise is to our God. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, yes, to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is one accord. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior. God, my Savior.
Children's Day as well. Hallelujah. All right, we got Brother David on live, and then we're going to have prayer time. So I'm going to need Brother Bell and Sister Bell to pray with people for me, with me. So, Brother David, you on live now. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister Jean. I'm blessed and grateful. How are you this beautiful morning?
I'm doing great. How is Sister Donna? I see she's on here, too. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm fine, thank you. I'm doing great.
Amen, amen. You are a blessing to me. You both are such a blessing. I appreciate you all.
We appreciate you.
You got a quick testimony, Brother David?
Well, my testimony is I'm reminded of things. You know, when people tell you something can't happen or they find a way to be doubtful, you know, all you got to do is look back over what God has brought you through, and you know he's going to take you through everything else. So you get motivated by the odds. If you came up and you couldn't go in the refrigerator to get food because...
Hello?
Hello?
Brother David? He faded out. He'll come back. Brother David? All
okay,
right,
hold
he'll
on.
Be back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You faded out for a minute.
Okay. I was giving a little roundabout long way testimony. But people,
all right,
you gotta look at what you've been through and look where you are today, and you know God's gonna take you through the odds because you've already been through a lot of odds. You know. We couldn't go in the refrigerator and get food back in the day because there wasn't enough food for everybody. So nowadays kids go in the fridge and get whatever they want, anytime they want. And you know, you would go a whole week. These kids get to go to Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, almost any night of the week they want to go to. We didn't have those things growing up. All we got was a bottle of soda and a bag of chips at the end of the week, and we was happy. You know,
that's right.
And we have to look at what we've been through and look where God has taken us today. You know, me personally, I went from wearing clothes from the flea market. I could go on to 75% off. I could buy me some new clothes, a whole outfit for under $20. You just have to look at what you've been through and know God going to take you through everything else. And people just, you know, they want to be doubtful. They want to take life for granted. They want to complain. But God created us to win. And see, it's those internal conversations that you have with yourself. And you know your creator is there for you, so you don't worry as much. And I'm going to leave in with a quote from Les Brown. I've been listening to good old Les Brown. If we feed our faith, our doubts will starve to death.
I love that one.
I think that's so profound. So just as long as you believe in God and you do what's right, get your life clean. Don't worry about everybody else's life. Get your life working right with God, and everything will work out for your good. So thank God for life and continue life.
Thank you, Brother David. Thank you, Sister Donna. I appreciate you all. Well, it's prayer time. Press 1 if you're requesting prayer. If you already pressed, you can just state your prayer request.
Minister Jean.
Hey, Minister Donna.
Hey, I am requesting prayer again for my mom, Valerie Newsom, for my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins. So thankful that the Lord brought my cousin, Sharona Walden, through a procedure on yesterday. She had a little procedure done on her leg, and she's doing fine. And I thank God that my husband is going to go to Vanderbilt for his yearly checkup. My husband was diagnosed with a pituitary gland tumor in 2007. As a matter of fact, he had a seizure. And we are going once a year for a checkup, but we know that everything is all right. We're claiming the victory in the name of Jesus. But just keep us in prayer. We love you, Sister G. Bye-bye.
Love y'all, too. Okay, thank you so much for those requests. Anybody else? Prayer? Press 1 or either state your prayer request.
Sister Jesus, this is Minister Holman. Just pray for me and my family. And pray for that we be in our home soon. And just pray.
Okay. Anything else, Minister Stacy?
just pray for me. A special prayer for me.
All right.
My health. Just ministry, just pray for me.
Okay.
I'd be in a place where God would have me to be.
All right. Hold on. Somebody press one here. Is that you, Karen?
My phone blopped out, and I popped back in.
All righty.
And I may as well do a prayer request since I don't have the line. My church, my Sunday school class is going to be in a temporary location for a while where they, my church, part of my church campus is on in, under construction, so we're going to be in a temporary classroom until the new building gets put up. So pray for my Sunday school that we make it through the transition, both to the new room next week and to the new room when we move again. So I will say the class itself will stay intact and that it will grow. Thanks.
All right. Okay, thank you, Karen. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. Most of you are on live, so you can just state your prayer request.
I just pray for extra knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Okay. Thank you, Brother David. I'm going to pray for your sons. I'll pray for you. Last week we prayed for your sons and their and your nephew. So we're going to pray for the children and your family.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any more prayer requests? All right. Well, we're ready to pray. We're ready to consult the Most High God. He is our deliverer. He is the one. Jesus intercedes. He stands at the right hand of the Father and call our names out before the Father. So we're going to intercede this morning. I'm going to pray for Minister Don and that family. And Brother Bell, would you pray for Minister Stacy? They're looking for a new home. And pray for her family and pray specifically for her. And Sister Bell, if you could pray for Karen in the Sunday school, a smooth transition. And let's see. And then I'll come back in and pray. And Brother Bell, let me see if you could pray for Brother David as well. I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to start. Y'all need me to repeat anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Brother David wants knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and pray for the children in that family. And that's it, see. Okay. All right, I'm going to start. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Moko shabaka de eke urabaka shedidiaka. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you love us with a pure heart. And you're an everlasting King. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord God Almighty. You are the God of glory. You're dressed in majesty, O God. Oh, we call upon your name today, O God. We come to you in the secret place of you, O Most High. We are abiding under your shadow, O God. And, Father, we are bringing before you Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, those great women who've been on the battlefield a long time. But, Lord, you know sometimes as we get older, O God, our bodies sometimes tell us. But, Father, I thank you that they are healthy and well. They are abiding under your shadow. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. You have blessed their bread, their water. You've taken sickness away from the midst of them. And so, Father, I also lift up Minister Donna's cousin. You know about her. I thank you for that healing virtue going throughout her body. I thank you for all that you're doing for her cousin, oh God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for the mate that you put by her side, O God, to do the work of the Lord. So, Father God, we lift up Brother Hawkins, Minister Hawkins, O God, and we thank you, Father God, for this great man of God. And, Lord God, I thank you that he will confound the doctors when they go for that checkup, O God. I thank you that you've been with him, O God, in the name of Jesus, since before you placed him in his mother's belly, and you're still with him. So go ahead of him, O God. Oh, Father God, go with him, Father God, even as he go for the checkup, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, oh, God, for a good report. Your word says, whose report will we believe? We believe your report, oh God. Your report is, the only true and only true report, oh God. We thank you that he's healed by the stripes of Jesus. So we bless you for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Stacy, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm saying this in love. Count the cost. Glory to God. Now I want to touch and agree with you. Glory to God. Because God said, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything in this earth, you shall have whatsoever you ask. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. We're going to thank you now for the new home that you are going to allow Stacy and her family to move into, God. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. Now, God, we ask that you will bind the spirit that would work against them, God, to cause them to doubt, glory to God, to cause them to not think that it is you that is leading and guiding them, God, but show them in the name of Jesus. And then, God, give them favor, glory to God, if they have to finance, God, give them favor with those that are responsible financing, God. And we just thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you in the name of Jesus. God, bless them, God. And they'll know that you did it, glory to God, because nobody else can do like you do for your people. So we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the transition for Sister Karen and the Sunday school, Father God. You know this was going to happen. So, Father God, we ask that you bless the children, Lord God. Give them an understanding. You also said in your word, suffer the little children to come unto you, Father God. I thank you that you're putting a desire in the children to come to Sunday school, Father God. And, Father God, I ask that you strengthen Sister Karen right now, Lord God, with your knowledge, with your word, Father God, with your power and your might, Father God. I ask that you just breathe upon the Sunday school class right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as they make one transition over to the other one, Father God. I ask that you send your Holy Spirit, Lord God, before them, Lord God, and saturate the classroom with your anointing, with your presence, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to have your way in the Sunday school, have your way in the kids' lives and Sister Karen's life right now, Father God. I ask that you just breathe on them, bless them right now, going in and coming out, Father God. Lord God, I ask that you bind the hand of the enemy, Lord God. I ask that you shut down the spirit of fear, for you said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So, Father God, I thank you for soundness, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in the Sunday school class, Father God. I thank you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to God. For Brother David, glory to God, you want wisdom. Glory to God. There's a scripture that says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we want the wisdom of God. Then, hallelujah, and you have some wisdom already, because the fear of God is wisdom. Glory to God. So we thank God for that. But God, we ask God in the name of Jesus, touch and agree with Brother David, glory to God, that you would touch him, God, when he reads your word, God, that you would show him things in the Bible with your angels showing different lights, glory to God, that he would know that it is you that is showing it to him in the name of Jesus, God. And he, hallelujah, he's delighting in you, God. He want to meditate in your word, God. So allow the wisdom of God to flow within his spirit in the name of Jesus, that when he speaks, he will speak with wisdom, that when people hear him, they will know that God has really blessed him, glory to God, with words to say, glory to God, because, God, when you place that wisdom in us, God, you stir it up in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, God, when he studied, God, giving revelation of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God, for his children, God. Bless him, glory to God. Bless his entire family, God, and let them see in him, glory to God, the glory of the Lord, glory to God, as he walk, as he talk, glory to God, as he do things, because he must be an example of that which you have blessed him with, God. And we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you for the turnaround that you're going to place in his life. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank the Lord for the prayer, times of prayer. I have a couple announcements to make. Apostle Carol S. Bow is the host of Women of Worship Prayer Gathering. That's coming up in November 13th through the 15th, 2014. So she's inviting everyone to come. And if you need more information, give me a call, and I will give you the info. The number to reach also, you can call her for more information, is 754-444-7215. the second announcement is about Zion Hope Academy Christian School. It's making progress. We're getting there. Hopefully the doors will be open this coming year, not in September, but in a few months, Zion Hope Academy will be opening. We're about to get the license soon, and we're making progress with the zoning. So you all keep us in prayer. The Zion Hope Christian Academy will open the doors soon at the Lord's leading. You know, God knows the timing. So I thank God for each of you. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. Does anyone have anything they want to share before we go? All right, closing time on Bible Storyland.
That prayer request was for an adult single Sunday school class, but thank y'all very much, and yet I will accept that prayer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sister Karen. All right, as we close, we thank God for each of you being on Bible Storyland today. Remember to study God's word, obey God, give him praise and thanksgiving every day, loving, praising, serving. Have a God-filled day, have a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And I want you to know that I love each of you, but you already know God loves you more than I ever can. Have a
Amen.
Blessed day. Love y'all. Bye.
Love you.